Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 111, where I read the Word of God from the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or Matthew Henry's commentary and other commentaries. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down." Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. In his reply, Daniel summarized God's dealing with Belshazzar's predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar. He related lessons that Nebuchadnezzar had learned from God's dealings with him. God is sovereign and rules over nations and appoints kings according to his own will. Nebuchadnezzar was brought to his position of power in the Babylonian Empire by divine appointment. His authority was widely recognized by peoples and nations and men of every language, and his decrees were unchangeable. Dear friends, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6